Kara Cody from the Sundance Institute told us the series kicks off Tuesday the 8th with 20 Feet from Stardom, ahead of the 2013 festival, which later won an Oscar for Best Feature Documentary. The showing this week is at Red Butte, but the film returns to Park City for the Kimball Arts Festival.
So if you don't want to make the drive to the Valley, or if you've got other plans for tomorrow evening, we will be presenting the film as part of the Kimball Arts Festival. I think this is about the sixth year that we've partnered with the Kimball to present a film as part of the Arts Fest weekend. And we're very excited because the Park City Institute is presenting a performance on the Sunday of Arts Fest. Lisa Fisher, who is one of the backup singers featured in that film. So it's just going to be a wonderful weekend of art, film, and music. Again, we're just very excited to work with both organizations.
The first film to show at Park City on July 25th is a retro slice of the 80s called Ping Pong Summer.
Kind of an 80s throwback about ping pong and just kind of 80s culture. It's a just really funny, just cute, fun movie. And we're actually partnering with Park City Recreation to present, I don't want to say ping pong tournament, but we're going to have some ping pong tables in the park starting at 7 p.m. We encourage folks to come by, play some ping pong, hang out, enjoy yourself before the film. So we're really excited to work with Park City Rec on that. We also encourage you to bring your 80s wear. Break out your parachute pants, your high-top sneakers, and just, you know, really have fun with it. I know how much Park City loves to dress up.
The final film in Park City is on August 15th. It's Big Night, which was a hit at Sundance back in 1996.
And it was directed by Campbell Scott and Stanley Tucci. And Stanley Tucci actually stars in the film as well. And we're presenting that as part of the Park City Chamber and Visitor Bureau, as part of the Grub Crawl that Bon Appetit magazine is presenting on August the 16th. We're just, you know, very excited for Park City to be featured as one of the first, you know, Mountain West states for a Grub Crawl. I think it'll just be a really great, fun way to showcase, you know, not only Park City, but Summit County is just a great place for the arts and food.
Cody said that with scheduling rather tight at City Park, most of the series films will play at Red Butte. She had this rundown of the Salt Lake movies.
Then on July 15th, What We Do in the Shadows, which is a vampire mockumentary directed by Taika Waititi and Jemaine Clement, who many people know from Flight of the Conchords. So really excited about that film. We're presenting it to highlight the 20th anniversary of our Native Film Program, because Taika is, of course, and Jemaine are both alumni with that program. Then on August 13th, The Batter Bastards of Baseball, which is just a wonderful documentary. I'm sure many people saw it as part of their Town of Tuesday program that we offer during the festival, a great documentary about the Portland Mavericks, the one and only independent baseball team. We're actually very excited because McLean Way, one of the filmmakers, is going to be out for the screening. Then on August 20th, God Help the Girl, which is a musical that was done by Stuart Murdoch of Belle and Sebastian. Just a really fun, just young, just hip, wonderful, wonderful film.
And to wrap up, they will have their community choice, which allows the public to select the final film of the summer.
And this year we're taking a music focus. We have three films that you can choose from: SLC Punk, Something from Nothing, The Art of Rap, which was hip. Something from Nothing, The Art of Rap, which was Ice-T's documentary on hip hop, and U2 3D, which we will present in 3D if that one is selected. So we encourage folks to log on to vote, sundance.org/Utah, or you can vote on site at screenings as well.
All right. So do you know how things are coming with the voting so far?
Yeah. So far, SLC Punk is in the lead. And I think it might be the director is actually working on a sequel to the film. So there's a lot of just interest, and he's been shooting in Salt Lake. And I think they just shot a punk show a couple of weeks ago that's going to be featured in the film.
Kara Cody from the Sundance Institute. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.